Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Wow. Game, set, and match. Eric,
great tennis, Ned.
Yeah, well, that'll show you young fellas. Leave this game to the experts.
I had to go easy on you. I can't beat a man who's celebrating his 15th wedding anniversary. You must feel old.
Yeah, I feel fine, thanks. And 40 doesn't upset my indigestion.
You know, it's time you tried marriage yourself.
I'll try it any time. But as long as ye both shall live, no thanks. Don't tell me I haven't met the right girl.
I'll tell you something else. There's no such thing. Holly and I are ready to split about every 6 months. Then we go out, have a good time, and ask ourselves, would it be any better with anybody else?
So we stay together. Where is Holly? I haven't seen her since I arrived.
Oh, she's on her way. She's driving one of our guests up from the city. Mm. The girl works, so she couldn't get away till this morning.
Someone I should know?
Well, I haven't met her myself. Her name is Kate Wakefield.
Mm, nice name. I never heard it. Worth knowing?
Well, according to reports, very much so. Now, let's go up to the house and have a drink. Holly ought to be here any minute.
Thanks. I'll do a little work on the practice court over there.
Okay.
Ned, you certainly got everything on this place a man could want.
Almost everything. See you later, Rick.
Mr. Benson, sir?
Yes, Frieda?
The florist is here, but the caterer hasn't finished putting the tables up. Oh, and the electrician wants to know if you want lanterns on the terrace as well as the dance room. And
Frieda, take a deep breath.
Yes, sir.
From the bottom of the lungs.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you feel?
Spinning.
You're okay. Now just stop worrying. Mrs. Benson will be here any minute with Mrs. Wakefield. Meanwhile, she's put a complete list of instructions on the dining room table. Just tell everybody to follow them.
Oh, and there was a telephone call for Mrs. Benson, sir.
Only one? That's why I got out of the house.
She's called twice. I told her Mrs. Benson hadn't arrived yet.
Who was it?
Mrs. Cushing.
No, Frieda. She's out of town. You mean Mr. Cushing.
Things are pretty confused, sir. But I certainly know Mrs. from Mr. Mr. Cushing is here.
Tony is? Great.
He went right out to the guest house.
Oh, I'll have to see him. Thanks, Frieda.
Is Mrs. Cushing coming later?
No. You've got things mixed up.
Somebody has, but it's not me.
Kate, we made good time.
It's been a wonderful drive. The way you handle this big car.
Ned's anniversary present. My first and only Rolls. Ned said I'd earned it. It's a laugh, isn't it? I used to dream about being a great dancer. My husband thinks I'm a great mechanic.
I guess all of us had a dream about what we wanted to be.
What was yours, Kate?
Oh, it wasn't to be famous or rich or anything. I was romantic. I believed every word of living happily ever after. My idea was to marry the most beautiful boy in the school.
And he got away.
No, he didn't. I did marry him.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yes, and then you lost him.
I lost him a long time before he died.
Oh?
Didn't Tony tell you about all this?
Tony doesn't talk about you, my dear. In fact, I had to pry your name from him.
Well, there isn't anything to talk about.
Tony used to bring plenty of girls around. We'd meet one, know her, and then there'd be another. But you are special.
Is that the way people will see me here?
Are you nervous about this party?
Oh, yes, I am. And now you know. All these people are Tony's friends. They know he's married.
You're wrong, Kate. The people you meet here tonight know Tony is not married. They all know about Claire. She doesn't want him, and she won't let him go. And she hasn't been a wife to him for years. Sometimes I wonder if she ever was. I always thought she was more interested in making Tony's career than making a marriage.
Did she help his career?
Oh, yes. But, my dear, that is not love. It's not sex. It's not anything that matters. Now, don't put too many obstacles between you and Tony, Kate. Oh, here's our drive. The house is just behind those trees. You'll see it in a second. There.
Oh, it's magnificent.
A magnificent empty shell without our friends. Welcome to Stone Ledge, Kate.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays, averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Julie, I haven't touched it in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Come in and close the door. And kiss me before the roof caves in.
Oh, you got the message, Holly.
Oh, yes. Frieda told me Claire's coming. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to eat and drink and dance our 80 guests through the night. And next year, we're going to a desert island for our anniversary.
Very funny. Now, what do I do about Claire? There is only one reason could have brought her here. She's coming to draw blood.
Oh, come on, Holly.
Oh, she'll devour that nice girl, Kate.
If Tony can't stop that, he doesn't deserve that nice girl, Kate.
But I assured Kate...
Are you going to let this spoil our anniversary?
Oh, Ned, I get all sentimental about people in love. Tony's mad about that girl, and I can understand why she's different. There's an unspoiled quality about her.
And she's mad about Tony?
I don't think she'd let herself be. But they'd be so great together, and it's going all wrong.
Oh, my funny, sentimental bride.
Yes?
Excuse me, ma'am. Mrs. Cushing has arrived, and a gentleman with her.
A gentleman?
Oh, she phoned. She was bringing someone with her.
Oh, Frieda, I'll be right down. All right. It's a wishing well. I made a wish. You caught me.
I didn't think anybody did simple things like that.
And I dropped in a penny.
A quarter. Inflation.
Oh, all right.
Don't be silly. The caretaker's children come over at night and rake them all up.
Oh, then I'll drop in 2 quarters.
Who are you?
Kate Wakefield. Who are you?
Eric Pomeroy. We're both victims, I take it.
Victims? Well, that's an awful thing to say. We're here for a party.
How well do you know our hosts?
Not very.
Holly and Ned. Marvelous, generous people. Fill this house every weekend and give you everything you could want.
I think that's pretty wonderful.
Sure it is. But how often are you willing to dance on a string?
Well, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say.
How often have you been here?
This is the first time. I've been invited for their wedding anniversary.
And once you've come, you'll be invited for a tennis weekend or a bridge weekend or an apple ducking weekend. Without us, they'd collapse like cards.
If you believe that, why do you come?
As I said, I'm a victim. So are you. I love them both. I want to see them go on happily, so I come to do my little dance on the string. But I don't fool myself.
You know, I've never heard anything so odd.
How old are you?
27.
So am I. We bring youth. We're in the great years now. Holly and Ned want to borrow from us.
Are you a friend of theirs?
Oh, we're all friends of theirs. But you're going to see that nobody at this party knows anybody else.
But Holly said their oldest friend.
Dear Holly, she scoops up people like fish from the sea. They drift away, she scoops up more.
Why?
Oh, I don't tell all the ins and outs of this house. You'll find them out soon enough. Look, you came out for air, and so did I. Let's walk while the sunset lasts. I'll show you the croquet lawn, the stables, the pool. What are you looking at?
Those people on the terrace.
Oh, that's Tony Cushing.
Hmm.
Big executive. And Claire.
Claire?
His wife. A real lively lady. I understand Tony's brought his newest girl to the party. It ought to be quite an evening. Want to meet the Cushings?
Not right now. Thanks.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Finalnet Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Ladies, gentlemen, yet once again your author William Makepeace Thackeray. Now, last night I poorly slept, troubled because Vanity Fair concerns itself only with characters who give no thought to the raging war in Europe. None of the turmoil affects their untidy lives, only their own agitations. Well, the fault is mine. But then, I am not writing a history book, am I? People truly written are occupied totally with themselves. And so it shall be in today's chapter. Recall, please, that tomorrow Captain Rawdon Crawley leaves the manor. His aunt, having given permission, forthwith seeks out her brother and gives orders.
Rawdon is off tomorrow, Pip.
No, don't hardly come before he goes.
Don't bother to pretend you care. You've no shred of affection for your son. Have you no sensibility?
Hey, say, Matilda. Has he any affection for me?
Let us not talk of it. I have other matters on my mind. The squire's giving Rawdon a farewell dinner tonight.
Very nice of him, I'm sure, but let me off, eh? I've accounts to work upon.
You've no accounts to work upon. Rebecca does them for you.
Busy, all the same, very busy. You'll give the squire my regrets. Say you will, dear sister.
Half, sister, please. Half is quite enough and to spare. Little as you wish to toast Rawdon on his way, I cannot give the squire your regret.
Which squire? I'll send him a note.
Fool, you are the squire giving the party.
Now, say me, liver. I am?
I have the guest list here. Deadly dull people, but who in the county is not dull?
Matilda!
Must we ask Sir Huddleston Fuddleston and his dreary daughters? Rawdon doth so loathe country girls.
Matilda!
I suppose we must. Ah, Sir Pinky Wopshot, yes. He does sometimes tell delicious, spicy stories.
Hang it, Matilda, my liver is off its feed.
And must we have my other half-brother and his lady? Beautiful sermonized at dinner, practicing his next Sunday sermon.
I've a fever. I'm bound I have a fever.
Yes, I do want them. They so dislike you and Rawdon, it will be a joy to watch them strive to be agreeable.
I'd best take to me bed, Matilda.
Never mind the rest of the list, your opinion is not sought. Rebecca shall write the invitations, and you'll send them off by at least 3 riders. Already it's late to be issuing invitations. Not that anyone would dare refuse to come.
I refuse.
We will not hire the fiddlers from Mudbury. They screech off tea the whole of the time.
Matilda!
No. Don't insist. I shall discuss the dinner with the cooks myself. You will serve the best champagne.
Good damn champagne, but... For half the county? It stands me 8 shillings the bottle.
I shall leave you 8 shillings in my will. Now, I believe that's all. You've been very little help, I must say. Make yourself useful and fetch me Rebecca. Did Sir Pip tell you, Becky? He's giving a farewell do for Rawdon.
Almost in tears, he told me.
The little rooster claims he has a pain in his liver. The pain is in his pocketbook. Can't bear to spend threepence on his neighbours. Here is the guest list. Write a pretty note in your pretty hand to each.
Yes, Miss Crawley.
And, my dear, after the party, you'll come to my dressing room and we shall abuse the company.
I am to attend the party.
You may be sure Lady Huddleston Fuddleston will wear her famous yellow hat. One of the years keeps it on the whole time. I think she has no hair and wigs make her itch.
Miss Crawley, a governess is to attend the party.
Governess, thrill off. You'll be the only person fit to talk to. Certainly the only one who amuses me. Moreover, you and Rawdon and I are the only Christians in the county, including the Reverend and Mrs. Buford.
Oh, dear, dear. Then I fear religion is at a very low end.
You little sly creature. You do amuse me. Now, off you go to write the invitation. And do find Rawdon for me, will you, love? You don't mind.
No, not at all. We're on quite good terms now.
Just as he's leaving. Still, it's as well he did not play with your affections. We don't want broken hearts, do we? Now, run and find him.
Oh, I believe he's in his room. I can't go there. Can I?
Well, if he had dallied with you, no. But as matters stand... Why not?
As matters stand, oh, dear deluded Miss Crawley, you know not of how matters stand. Could you but see Rebecca arrive at Rawdon's room, be snatched inside, the door discreetly closed? Could you but hear them laugh over how he has not dallied with a little governess, and see, heaven forfend, how he dallies with her now? Oh, dear listeners, spare me a few moments of rest, and you shall hear of not... quite so happy a situation. I now ask you to recall to mind, dear listeners, how Becky procured Sir Pitt's promise to say nothing to anyone of what she termed his absurd notion that Rawdon gazed upon Miss Becky Sharp with an uncommon glint in his eye. I believe Sir Pitt's vow was phrased thus.
On my honour as a baronet, you have me word, Miss Becky. I'll say naught to anyone.
But anyone... to Sir Pitt's mind, does not include his son. Fortunately, Becky sounds a warning while she and Rawdon are closeted ever so briefly in his rooms, and Becky closeted in his heart.
Take care, my darling. Take very good care. Sir Pitt suspects you, if not us, at this dreadfully dangerous dinner tonight. Do not so much as look at me.
What if the old fuddy does suspect? I leave tomorrow.
Well, should he see more than already he thinks he sees, he'll go straight to your aunt.
My angel, you pay him no mind.
She will, my love, and we'll put together many small things between us she took no notice of before. She'll add them like a sum, and oh, the answer. Lord, my heart, just as all begins to go well for us, don't let all fall into ruin.
No one but Sir Pitt holds keys to the great Queen's Crawley wine cellar. There in a dark, dank, cavernous place, Sir Pitt has sat for 2 hours past, brooding over the cost of the wine he will uncork this night.
Hark! The Baronet's pinchpenny thoughts are interrupted by echoing footsteps on the stairs.
Who's that? Who's there?
Thought I'd find you down here, Papa.
What are you here for, where you don't belong?
Aunt Matilda sent me to say she wants the best Madeira tonight.
Oh, she does she?
She does. Not second best or worst.
The woman will have made bankrupt. Dinner for you. Half the county. Live for half a year in what it'll cost me this night.
Dinner wasn't my notion. Sooner do without it. Auntie's notion.
You've another notion. You have. Oh, yes, you have.
Perhaps. To leave you in your bad temper tomorrow. You'd best come up out of here. Cold, damp, catch a death.
Don't you try to change off the subject, you young pup. I ain't the fool you think I am. I've seen what I've seen. You've a notion for Miss Rebecca Sharp.
Oh, so that's the rub, is it?
If you wasn't quick from here tomorrow, I'd hound you out. And tonight, by Gad, you keep away from her.
I knew right well you were partial to Miss Rebecca, but by Jove, I never thought you... Why, you lecherous old man, if you ought to keep away from her this night...
Do you deny she's to your taste?
Deny it? You'd not believe a word. You think the son like the father, not like you, never.
You gormless lickspittle, take your damned insolence out of here.
A maggoty old goat, a baronet of the realm, wenching after a girl younger than your son. How she'd laugh if she knew, and I've a mind to tell her.
You do, and I'll see you roast in hell. I'll see you...
No. Don't tell Miss Becky. She laughed.
She would... No, I pray you don't!
Leave off sniveling, I'll not tell her. But not to oblige you. It would be an insult to a lady.
'Tis the first time Becky has been called a lady. I regret, dear listeners, the circumstances. Regret as well so vulgar and swinish a scene. On Monday, let us see if we can get through that dinner party without another, as or worse. I am your obliged and faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Farrell. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leaving sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh, young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Well, I know one thing. I'm just a little sick and tired of all this trick-or-treating. How many candy bars are left? Aunt Maggie? Aunt Maggie?
I know. Oh. I heard you. I'm counting.
Oh, I see.
How many? My goodness, you certainly have a lot of children that show up on Halloween around here.
Yeah, no. Is Bob getting the door?
Oh, yes. He's been welcoming everybody.
Hey, we need more sacks of candy in here.
Yeah, well, I'm just filling more, dear. Have you run out again?
No, no, not entirely, but we're running low.
Well, I don't think many others will show up now. It's getting pretty late. I think the big rush is over.
What are you putting in the sacks?
Well, an apple, two small chocolate bars, and some of that chicken corn, a lollipop, jelly beans.
Oh, isn't that an awful lot? I should think the children would be sick.
Well, probably some of them are. I don't think we should give them so much, but Bob insists. He says it should be one day they can have all the candy they want. Mm. He has such a sweet tooth himself. Ah, some more arriving.
They certainly don't stay long. Some of them don't even say thank you. Just grab the Halloween sacks and run.
No. They try to get to as many houses as they can, see how much loot they can collect.
Oh, some of the costumes are pretty cute.
Yes, aren't they? The skeleton was cute, yes. And that Frankenstein monster,
yes.
Wasn't that
something? I didn't think some of the costumes had much to do with Halloween.
No, but now Halloween seems to be just an excuse for putting on any kind of a costume.
There seem to be an awful lot of witches.
Yes, we're big on witches around here. I guess because it's easy to make the hat and then use an old black coat of their mother's or something, you know.
How are you two doing out here?
We're filling sacks.
Well, I don't think you need to fill too many more. It seems to be dwindling off. Ooh, gee, have you got all that candy left?
Yes, and don't try to eat it all up by yourself.
I need one sack for a small gorilla I have in there.
Gorilla?
Yeah. Come on in. You ought to see him.
Huh?
Little tiny kid. I don't think he's over 6 years old. Maybe even 4 or 5. Come on in.
Come on, Aunt Maggie.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny. I thought everybody was gone, and I turned around, and here's this kid sitting in the living room on the footstool with this gorilla mask. It's a hideous mask, and I tell you, for a second, he sort of scared me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you're a scary one.
Oh, yes. My, I bet you just scared everyone tonight.
Here's your sack of candy.
Why, he isn't big enough to be 6.
Well, who is he?
Well, I don't know. How can I tell with a mask on? What's your name, dear? Hmm?
I couldn't get a word out of him.
Well, he's certainly much too little to be out by himself.
Well, I should say. Why, it's after 9:30.
Want to take the mask off, dear? Because we've seen it now, and it's very frightening, and you certainly scared us. You want to take it off? You don't.
You want to tell us your name? You don't.
Well, I'll tell you our names, then maybe you'll tell yours. I'm Mrs. Baxter, and this is Mr. Baxter, and this is our Aunt Maggie. You got a name? Well, you do.
He is the cutest thing.
I can't tell much of that thing on his face.
Oh, just cute. Little gorilla nodding its head.
Well, we've got to find out who he is. He must have come with somebody. Some group of other children, and they forgot him. Kids get so excited over all this.
And sometimes the big kids like to get rid of the little kids.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. You live around here? On this road? You don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've got some fresh chocolate chip cookies. How would you like some? Maybe a glass of milk? Good. But you'll have to take the mask off to eat them, won't you?
Very smart, Aunt Maggie, except that I've never seen him before in my life.
You haven't?
No. But he certainly is a nice little boy.
I'll get him the cookies and some milk.
Yeah.
Boy, he's so tiny, maybe he can't talk.
Well, can't talk. Of course he can talk, can't you? Yes, but he's a gorilla, and he knows gorillas can't talk, so he's playing a part. It's Halloween, he's being very scary, isn't he? Yes, he is.
Well, cute,
cute. Yeah, you're cute, cute as a chicken. You scared us now, but you don't want to scare your mommy, do you? And I bet she's looking for you. Yes, she is. How old are you? 4? You're 4. Huh? Are you 5? He's 5, too. He's both 4 and 5. Maybe 6? He's 6'2". I think we have a problem on our hands.
Yeah.
Here we are. Cookies and milk.
I think I'll go call the village store. Don's staying open later tonight. Uh-huh. And just tell him in case anyone is asking. That,
yeah, fine. Very good idea, dear.
Yeah.
Use the kitchen phone so we don't, you know.
Okay. In the meantime, find out what you can.
Yeah. Don't you think maybe your mommy's worried about you? Oh, I think she is. Now, you're not scared of us, are you? No, of course not.
I think somebody's a little sleepy.
Yes, I think somebody's having himself a fine time.
You like the cookie? Good.
Uh-oh, I bet he doesn't know his name. You do. Are you one of the Gridley children? Is your name Gridley? Oh, honey, it's all right. He's a Gridley and I know where they live. You better get him home right away.
Good evening, Mrs. Gridley.
Yes.
My name is Baxter. I live on Bittersweet Lane, and I guess your son here sort of got left behind in the trick-or-treating.
My what?
Your son. Well, isn't this your son?
No.
You sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I just meant
to... I certainly know whether or not I have a little boy. I've got three girls and a son in college.
Yeah, I know. It was a dumb question. I'm sorry. Well, this little fellow was left behind. He was a gorilla, which was cute, but all we could find out was that he was 4, 5, and 6 years old.
Are you drunk?
Certainly I'm not drunk.
Well, you're certainly too old to be trick-or-treating.
Hey!
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
Then, she said, well, you're certainly too old to be trick-or-treating, and then she slammed the door in my face.
Well, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I thought sure the Gridleys had a little boy. He certainly looks like a Gridley with those big eyes.
Now, never mind all that. What are we going to do with him?
Well, his mother must be nearly out of her mind. Did you call up P-O-L-I-C-E?
Yes. Nobody's asked about it.
Well, I don't understand it. Nearly 10:30. If he were mine, I would be wild.
And somebody's eyes are almost closed.
Maybe he'd like to lie down on a bed and go to sleep? No.
No, of course you don't want to go to sleep and miss all this fun. Hmm? How about sitting on my lap and I'll keep you awake so you don't miss anything? Oh, good. Then, don't get too comfortable, because you don't want to miss anything. Well, you were just the nicest, scariest gorilla I've ever had on my lap. You know that?
Uh-huh. I'll get it.
All right, dear. All right. Yeah. Now, sit still. Do you want another cookie? Though I certainly don't think he should have so many sweets.
Well, at this point, don't worry about his teeth.
No, I guess not.
I've been just frantic.
Well, yes, come on in. I hope he's your son.
Jeffrey!
Oh, hello. We've taken good care of him.
I had him in the back of the car, and somehow he slipped out. And by the time I got home and discovered he was gone...
Well, yes. Now he's all right.
I'm Peg Baxter, and this is our Aunt Maggie, Miss Sorensen, and...
How do you do? Jeffrey, what am I going to do with you?
May I ask? It's really none of our business, but how old is he, and can he talk?
He's 5, and he can talk, but he won't, and we are half crazy.
How do you know he can talk?
2 months ago, and he's never said a word in his life. I had the TV on, and out of the clear blue, he said, "Turn it off, please. It bores me." And he hasn't said another word since.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry.
Well, I do worry. And when I finally called the village store, and Don said you people might have him.
Well, we had him, and we've enjoyed him. He was a very ferocious and a very scary gorilla, weren't you? Huh? Yeah, sure you were.
Well, thank you. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's all right.
Come on, Jeffrey. Sometimes I wonder if I have another Einstein on my hands.
Oh, he's going to be fine. Won't you, honey? You coming back to visit us sometime? Good. Good night, Jeffrey. Good night.
Thank you so much. My husband and I have been wild.
Oh, that's all right. He's been a very nice little boy.
Now, what can possibly be wrong with the child?
Nothing. He just doesn't feel like talking. Hey, well, don't you remember our friend Henry, dear? His little boy didn't say a word until he was 6, and then he dropped a little red engine on his foot, and he said some word, which I won't repeat. And from then on, he talked a blue streak. I mean, blue.
Yeah. Well, knowing Henry.
Honey, what's the matter with you?
I don't feel too well.
Well, you don't look too well. Well, your face is green.
You have been eating Halloween candy all evening, haven't you? All that candy you've been popping in your mouth?
Yeah, I think I better get upstairs. I'm sorry.
Honey? I'll be right with you. Well, he's going to be sick all night. He's like a child about candy. We took our kids to the circus, and Bob was the one who was sick. All that sugar fluff candy and the taffy and the hot dogs and the pop. Will you excuse me, Aunt Maggie, while I see what's going on?
Well, dear, Halloween comes but once a year, and I'm sure all the parents are saying thank goodness for that.
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
Some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm flattered, René. You did get my favorite wine.
What are we drinking to, madame?
To your success. How do you like that?
You are a gracious loser.
But I don't think you will be successful in Chicago.
Where then?
In Zurich.
But Mr. Carter is in Chicago.
And I am in Zurich.
Madame, I don't want to seem impertinent, but I don't think you have the resources that Mr. Carter has.
Perhaps not, but I have them here.
I am a gambler.
Then you must be aware of the odds against you.
Oh, always.
As you have guessed, Kurt is marrying Lynn Carter for her money, and he will very shortly get a quick divorce and a settlement, a large one. Your information to Mr. Carter will not affect that in any way. In fact, it may serve to increase the amount Mr. Carter will pay to get rid of him as a son-in-law.
But if Mr. Carter gets a phone call from me telling him about this and a copy of Kurt's letter to you, there will be no wedding.
How do you know the wedding hasn't already taken place?
I will know when I call.
Robert, it's too late now. They're going to be married in less than an hour, so you'll just have to accept Kurt. Besides, Lynn loves him.
Oh, I just can't get over this uneasy feeling about him.
You said your friend Herr Hoffman in Zurich said he found nothing against him.
I know.
Well, then don't be such a spoiler.
He's such a type, though, Annie.
What do you mean?
Irresponsible and charming. If he were marrying you, I'd swear he was just an opportunist, a fortune hunter.
Well, he's not marrying me. He's marrying your Lynn. And since she doesn't have the father I had, you can't say he's a fortune hunter.
Yes, well, that's about the only good thing I could say about him. Oh, come on, let's have a drink.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. The garden was never lovelier in the fall. And you are looking like a... A storm cloud.
Annie, I'd give half your mother's fortune if I could rain on their procession. If I should be too late, madame, it will be because of you.
I know.
And you realize you made it impossible for me to work for Herr Hoffman ever again.
Yes. But then you got a good amount of money from me.
Not enough. When I realize how much you and Curtis Rogers are expecting to get from Lynn Carter.
This was none of your business. If you had not extended your investigation on your own, you would still be in good favor with Herr Hoffman.
What I can get from Mr. Carter, we'll have to more than make up for that.
If you get it.
Enfin, we'll have one more glass of wine, and then you may observe me as I call Mr. Carter in Chicago.
I shall be watching a man setting a trap for himself.
You think so?
Do you think Mr. Carter will accept your story without checking it out with Herr Hoffman? And Herr Hoffman is a lawyer and will no doubt report you to the police.
Come in.
Oh, Lynn, I just wanted to see you once before. Oh, darling. I've never seen you look lovelier. You know, you're the most beautiful bride.
Oh, Daddy. Are you really happy for me?
I wish you all the happiness in the world. You must know that.
Oh, you're the best father.
Well, I've tried.
Is everything all ready?
Everybody's here. We start in 5 minutes.
Isn't it a perfect day? Not a cloud in the sky.
I didn't think you would be nervous.
Am I?
You look as though if someone said boo, you'd run for it.
Maybe that's not a bad idea.
Courage, my friend. You can only die once.
Thanks a lot.
That's your cue. Go on out and stand where you're supposed to.
Oh,
go on. They're coming down from the terrace.
Mademoiselle, I want to place a call to a Mr. Carter in Chicago. Robert Carter, his home address is River Run. That's Chicago, Illinois.
I will have to get that number for you.
Renee, I can give you quite a large sum of money. Right now, right here.
How much?
$10,000.
You have it? With you? Now?
I went to the bank on the way here.
That number is 312 for the area code and 555-7943.
Thank you, operator. Please put the call through.
I doubt very much if you will get such an amount from a stranger. A man you would have every reason to distrust you because you deceived him once.
And I said I was a gambler.
Do you, Curtis, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? To cherish in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, until death do you part?
I do.
Then whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
Oh, dear. I should have told Edith to take the phone off the hook.
If there be anyone present in this company who knows of any reason why this couple should not be joined in holy wedlock, let him speak now or forever hold his peace.
Are you willing to gamble with your freedom?
What do you mean?
Tampering with the mail is a serious offense in Switzerland. You could be identified by Madame Brenner. And after your jail sentence, you would never work again as a discreet investigator.
Let me see the money.
$10,000, Renee.
It's all there?
Yes.
Robert, will you please answer it? Oh, never mind. I see Edith is going at last.
Oh, well, that's it.
Oh, come now, darling. You've been marvelous up to now. Go and kiss Lynn. I wonder who it is.
Maybe someone we forgot to invite to the wedding.
If you should change your mind, Renee, I will not hesitate. I will go to Herr Hoffman and to the police.
Madame, you have convinced me.
I think you've made a wise choice.
Oh, in a sense, the choice was not mine. Since the beginning of this game, you have had the wit and luck to win.
Thank you.
But be careful, madame. You are gambling too, and the stakes may be higher than you think.
What do you mean?
Your young man, this Curtis Rogers, is he worth all this? As a woman, you may be risking far more than he is worth.
Oh, Kurt, it's finally happened. I'm Mrs. Curtis Rogers.
Do we have to stay for the whole reception?
Of course we do. They all came to see you and to dance at our wedding. Come on, they're waiting for us.
Caroline, did you find out who was on the phone?
No, Edith said just as she got there, it stopped ringing.
Oh, well, it was probably someone sending best wishes to the happy couple.
To Hold has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.